وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. My brother، حفظك الله تعالى. First thing, out of your health condition, you already dropped in a waswas. You need to realize that. And a very example, according to my long experience dealing with people like you, my dear brother, your questions will never stop. Because you always have a situation and scenario to ask about it. And always your question is going to be long because you try to explain in details because you think that it's a lot of scenarios when it's just one issue. You understand? Also, your situation regarding your health problem is going to be more and more worse because you are giving it too much attention from yourself. You understand? And this attention is just going to make it worse and worse. And also, my dear brother, for sure, when we compare the reality with what you explained, this kind of is going to be a bit of exaggerating in your descriptions. Sorry to say that, but this is the reality according to hundreds of cases that similar to yours, my dear brother. So in the end, my dear brother, I will give you an answer. And this answer, hafizakallah ta'ala, believe me, is to all the scenario and situation that you mentioned. What you faced and what you're going to face. And also, my dear brother, I will make it simple for you to understand. So I don't need to repeat it to you again and again. Also, my dear brother, this answer, I'm sure, is going to be sufficient even for new scenarios and situations that you're going to mention. So no need, my dear brother, to ask again about what you asked now. You understand? Because normally, any brothers like you, they're going to keep asking, and just it's the same issue that they mentioned before. So it's unnecessary. حفظك الله تعالى وراك. Look, my dear brother, you have a health issue, okay? With respect, you are a bit sick, as you said, you are a bit ill, physically and mentally. May Allah make things easy for you, my dear brother. So number one, حفظك الله تعالى, you need to go back to Allah عز وجل. You trust on Him and you go back to Him جل وعلا. You understand? And you ask cureness from Him جل وعلا before you go any kind of this worldly and materials medicine or way of cure. Just go to your Lord first and fix the situation between you and Him. And do a lot of dua. Do a lot of dua. Also always ask your brothers to give you dua regarding making better. بإذن الله عز وجل. This is number one. Number two, my dear brother, you need to understand that just in Islam. Islam and the orders of the Sharia will never apply on you the same rules that applying on a person who doesn't face the same problem that you are in it now. You have a health problem, my dear brother. You are not okay physically and mentally in terms of the side that you mentioned. So when you clean yourself and, for example, you take care of your and you count the purification rules on you like how it is on the normal people, it's really unjust on you. And Allah in the Quran, He said, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah will never be unjust with anyone, even with disbelievers, even with those criminals. Allah is just with them and He gave them what they deserve. What about you, my dear brother? You are a believer in a specific health condition, need a specific help and support. For sure, the Sharia will take care of you according to your needs and your situation. So first thing, my dear brother, don't apply the same rules that it's applied on others on yourself because you are different. What's the meaning of that? This delivers us to point number three. Point number three, my dear brother, we say, إِذَا ضَاقَ الْأَمْرُ التَّسَعَ وَالْمَشَقَّةَ تَجِبُ التَّيْسِيرُ وَمَتَمَا حَصَلَتِ الْحَاجَةِ جَاءَ دَاعِيهَا الْمُخَفِّفُ. So my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى, you are in a necessary situation and you have a health problem regarding purifications, regarding urine feces, regarding your pulsing, regarding your stomach, your digestion system, regarding... So in general, my dear brother, so the rules that connected with these problems for sake of you will be much lighter than others. يعني, for example, my dear brother, whenever the wind that come out of you, it's out of your control and you cannot control it, means it's not like it's not counted in you, it's like nothing. You understand? يعني, for example, you are a person who have too much gas and always gonna keep passing, means you cannot hold the wudu in yourself. In this situation, for you, breaking wind doesn't nullify your wudu. When it nullifies wudu of others, right? Because of your health condition, because you are an exception out of your specific situation. Same thing regarding what you said about the drops of urine, regarding drops of feces, whatever. So don't take the takalluf. That's why now sometimes you feel your heart far from the religion a bit, and you are far from Allah Azza wa Jalla, because you put too much burden on you. And usually when you burden someone, he will take distance from you, isn't it? So the shaitan and ignorance and hawa and all these things combined together, and the result of it, it's a massive burden on yourself. This burden make you distant from your faith, from your religion, from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But in the end, Allah didn't cause that to you. You caused it for yourself. What for you put all these kind of burdens on yourself? You need to change clothes. You need to have always two pair of clothes. You need to change this with that one and with this one. But in these places, you cannot. This is you created for yourself, my dear brother. He doesn't need. Just out of an extra hygiene to yourself and to others and to your clothes, try also protect that place, the place of the imperfections. The private part. Protect it with anything, with a piece of cloth, with cotton, with whatever. You understand? So it didn't spread and then people didn't smell something not good from you. Only that. After this, don't worry. You are an exception. He doesn't need to always to keep changing your cloth. Wherever you go, you have two pair or three pair of new cloth to change it again and again. No need. Whenever the smell come out, you just clean it. After that, just pray, even if something is there. No problem. It's an exception. I give you another example. You know, ya akhi, in Islam, ya Allah, this is actually the origin form of cleaning, of the old generation when they used to clean themselves from the feces. They, because of, especially in Arab island, they don't have too much water, so they used to use stones, understand? And normally when they use stones to wipe out the najasa, the imperfection from themselves, absolutely doesn't matter how professional you are, this kind of leftovers will be in the place. Absolutely. So if it's like that, what's the hukm of these kind of leftovers in the private part? This is kind of najasa. Can we pray with it? The answer is yes, with the consensus of the ulama, because it's not in your ability to remove it, because this is always going to stain and the smell and the effect, even if a bit, will remain there. When you wipe it with a stone and you clean with a stone, it cannot be 100%, let us say 95%. This 5% is an exception, and Allah Jalla wa'ala forgive us with the consents. So ask if it's not exist, because you cannot remove it. You are unable. It's just like that. Shafi and lots of ulama, they mention the consents of the ummah that this much of najasa, if it's still after you clean it properly with the stones, it's in the forgiveness side. Means don't worry, in the safe side. Why? Because it's not in your ability. Same thing, your situation. When the things come out of yourself, out of your ability, don't count it. You answer it like nothing. Don't worry. And this religion is easy if you understand correctly. You must recognize one of the shaitan ways and devil to make you far from your Lord is to drop you in kind of extremism, because the extremism is kind of a sin. Allah Ta'ala dislike it. And what are you doing to yourself? It's kind of extremism. That's why you're taking distance from your Lord. So actually the shaitan is succeeding in his mission at the moment. Be careful, my dear brother. Hafadha Allah Raq. So in general, Akhi Kareem, Barakallah Fik, if you have a feminine sickness like I described, normal thing is that nullify wudu of others, it didn't nullify your wudu. You understand? We took wudu, for example, now, then you know the gas keep coming, and it just gonna keep coming all the time. So what do you do? The answer, don't do nothing. When the next prayer come, just go and pray. It doesn't even take another wudu if you want, no problem. Only if you like. And this is the correct opinion. Your rule now, your rule during this situation is similar to al-mustahaba. Mustahada is the ladies who they have blood coming out of them all the time, isn't it? So those ladies in Islam, we tell them your blood like if it's not exist, because not in your hand. This is out of sickness, like how the Prophet said, "Innama dhalika irq." So don't compare yourself with healthy people. Compare yourself with those people whom the Sharia described them with a specific rules and situation because of their health condition, because they are exception, like the mustahaba. So the mustahaba, she's allowed to pray, doesn't matter, she fasts, she sleeps with her husband, etc. Like nothing, even though the blood will keep coming out all the time, and it looks like a period. But because it's out of sickness and it's not in her hand, etc., it's not normal. So the Sharia make it exception. You in the same way exactly. With this way, so you need to learn something called ignoring shaitan miswas, whispering. You need to learn exactly how you make things light on you because of your condition. You need to understand the justice of Allah in this matter and these rules. And don't take the opinions of those people who they speak from their side when they are healthy and they cannot feel the hardship that you are passing by it. وفقنا الله وإياك. ليس ده خلاصة يا أخي. حفظك الله.